Good morning. Welcome into Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth speaks. And Dr. Beth is on the phone lines once again. Good morning, doctor.
Hi, Mike. Happy October. How are you?
Doing well. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. We're continuing a series throughout this month on bullying. It is October, as Dr. mentioned, which is Bully Awareness and Prevention Month in the U.S. and throughout the world as well. So we're kind of covering the bullying topic for these next couple of weeks. Today we're focusing on the weapons of bullying. Let's take it away.
Yeah, because, you know, the weapons that people use in bullying, that are used in bullying, are not the typical ones we think of. Because when somebody says weapon to me, I think gun, knife, stick, a fist, something that you can see, and something that leaves a mark. But in bullying, a bully uses social behaviors to attack, isolate, and injure their target, to get them out of the scene. So, and this makes everyone else afraid, you know, because they're often including the people in charge. The damage spreads. Everyone wants to avoid that when they see it happening. So if we're going to make a difference, you know, like, you know, you tell a kid not to stay away from a knife, don't touch a gun, you know, that kind of stuff. If we're going to make a difference and make bullies powerless, we have to make it obvious about what they use. And one of the weapons that they use is gaslighting. The name is from an old movie a long time ago where a husband was trying to make his wife think she was crazy. But what the bully does is any interaction with the target feigns not total recollection, or, you know, questions the other person talking, the target, as if they had lost their mind and they must be making things up. So the target begins to not feel like they can trust their own experience or judgment, or that they're going crazy. And then the bully looks at him and goes, well, you know, if you can't keep track of yourself, what makes you think I can?
Mm-hmm.
And dumping it all on the target. Smear campaign is another weapon. You know, that is what it says it is. Try to make a lot of people think badly about the target. So now they just walk up. You know, sometimes they can say, oh, boy, they are so expletive about whatever. They can do that, but that's a little obvious. A lot of times they use tone of voice, facial expression, they roll their eyes. Use innuendo, you know, like when they say, well, you know where they were, what they were doing last night, right? And eventually specific criticism, so that to anybody who will listen, knowing that some of the people who will listen, even if they're only doing it because they're confused, will also pass it on. Flying monkeys. They get people spread out in the community and they drop little pieces of information. So when the target happens to run into them, they'll say, oh, I know, you know, Mr. So-and-so, who happens to be the bully, he's great. Again, another problem. There's one that uses a psychological name. It's narcissistic or toxic offense. The target makes a small mistake, forgets to say hello to somebody, and the bully overreacts and comes unglued and makes the person feel super bad. Or another weapon is intermittent reinforcement. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. You never know if the same behavior is going to be acceptable or you're going to be in big trouble. And the last obvious one is idealize, devalue, and discard. You are my best employee and I want you to do this project. Here's what you got to do. So they get you all set up. And then you go to do the project and they didn't tell you all the stuff. And in front of everybody, they tell you what an awful job you are and that you're worthless. Everybody is kept off balance. We would not tell somebody if they had a gun, we wouldn't tell them to go talk to the person with the gun and work it out. We wouldn't say, what can you do differently? We'd say, get out of there. So next week, we're going to talk about how bullying impacts the target and the witnesses and the bystanders, and eventually what we can do about it.
Yeah, and as we do with all of these shows, whether it's bullying, the topic of that, or other things that we cover, if you go to safeharboril.com, you can find out more information about each specific show, and there are resources available, books and different things that you can draw more information from. So we invite you to go to safeharboril.com, check that out. listen back to old shows, find out more about Dr. Beth and what the folks at Safe Harbor Counseling are doing to help you. Make sure you join us again next week for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.